Greetings and welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and it's been too long, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the interruption in the broadcast of the Jazz Treasury, but we're back, and we're back with new recordings. And today, we feature the music of Sidney Bechet. Hailed in 1919 by Swiss conductor Ernest Ammersmith as an artist of genius, Sidney Bechet ranked alongside Louis Armstrong among the most significant soloists in early jazz. His passionate clarinet and pulsating soprano saxophone captured the profundity of the blues within a dazzling instrumental technique. Many years spent traveling in Europe, along with a famously volatile temperament, meant that Bechet was not recognized in the USA as the genius he was until the traditional jazz revival of the 1940s. By then, though, Bechet's sights were again set on Europe, and he returned to France to spend his final years there as a national hero and celebrity. Let's listen to one excellent tune put out by Sidney Bechet. This was recorded in 1939 in New York City, his arrangement of Summertime, George Gershwin tune. And this is the Sidney Bechet Quintet featuring Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Meade Lux Lewis on piano, Teddy Byrne on guitar, Johnny Williams on bass, and Big Sid Catlin on the drums. June 8th, 1939. Summertime. Thank you. May 14th, 1897, in a New Orleans Creole family, Pache was a child prodigy with a tremendous natural talent for music. By the age of 13, Pache was not only a professional musician, but, much to his family's dismay, a jazz musician. At 16, Pache began touring with pianist and singer Clarence Williams throughout the Deep South, moving on to trumpeter King Oliver's band 6 years later in 1919. Music took Pache to Chicago, New York, even Europe. Valuable, worldly experience that would later influence his playing. Pache started out on clarinet, and later, in the early 1920s, discovered the soprano saxophone, an instrument rarely played in jazz at that time. He mastered the rather difficult instrument and succeeded in giving the soprano saxophone a prominent place in jazz as a solo instrument. And let's listen to another track from Pache. This one's called Shag. Shag was recorded once again in New York City, but this in 1932, and it features the New Orleans Feet Warmers with Tommy Ladner on trumpet and Teddy Nixon on trombone, Sidney Pache doing soprano saxophone, and Henry Hank Duncan on piano, Wilson Sirius Myers on bass, Morris Moreland on drums, and William Maxey on vocals. Pache has left a profound mark on the way the clarinet and the soprano saxophone are played today in jazz. He has influenced countless musicians, including Johnny Hodges, John Coltrane, Wayne Shorter, Bob Wilbur, and Branford Marsalis, among others. Pache was a great improviser, with a passion for life as well as music. Pache worked with his own group as well as with King Oliver, Duke Ellington, and Louis Armstrong. However, unlike Armstrong, whom he had known growing up in New Orleans, Pache never achieved great popularity in the U.S. Let's listen to two tracks now from Sidney Bechet. We'll listen to Maple Leaf Rag and Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning. And on Maple Leaf Rag, that's a classic for sure, Joplin tune. We're going to have the same personnel as in Shag, the New Orleans Feet Warmers. And then we'll listen to Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning. And this is Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers with Sidney DeParis on trumpet, Sidney Williams on trombone, Sidney Bechet clarinet and soprano saxophone, Cliff Jackson piano, Bernard Addison guitar, William Broad on the bass, and Big Sid Catlin back on the drums, 1940 New York City. So, first track, Maple Leaf Rag. After that, Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning.
Listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Thank you.
It was in Europe that he achieved his greatest success, and where eventually he made his home. But he never forgot the New Orleans tradition that nurtured and inspired him. Passé Bache died in Paris, France, on his 62nd birthday, May 14, 1959. Throughout these selections, one feature is consistent. Bache's restless musical energy. Sometimes it generates fast tempos and irresistible swing, while elsewhere it gives his blues and ballad playing a passionate intensity. Teamed with some of the great names of early jazz, Bache always rises to the occasion and produces music that justifies his nickname, the Wizard of Jazz. Stylistically, Bache always remained apart from most of his New Orleans contemporaries. He had the broad tone and swooping phrases of Johnny Dodds, but also had a level of dexterity only achieved by the most accomplished classically schooled Creole players such as Albert Nichols and Barney Bigard. Let's listen to another couple of tracks from Sidney Bache. We're going to hear Really the Blues, and then a very interesting track written by Earl Father Hines and recorded in Chicago in 1940. A tune called Blues in Thirds, and this is one of the great examples of chamber jazz of all time. This shows Bache's extraordinary musical powers in a format that had been made famous by Jelly Roll Morton with clarinetist Omer Simeon and Valle de Hall. The piano of Earl Hines is used to set the mood, and Bache plays one of his most simple and straightforward blues solos, creating its effect for the passionate intensity with which it is played, rather than by using cascades of notes. So, sit down, relax, let's listen to two tracks. The first one will be Really the Blues, and then Blues in Thirds on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you. Well, that's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for your patience during our move and our transition with better equipment in a new location, more music to share. In fact, in 2 weeks from now, you'll hear the music of Artie Shaw, fantastic clarinetist, coming up. So please tune in to the Jazz Treasury in a couple of weeks. Please share this with your friends. Go to Facebook, like us, share us. Go to iTunes, go to podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review. Yeah, and give us your comments. I really appreciate any feedback you can provide would be greatly appreciated. So, Rich Sylvester signing off for this time. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.